Oh, students, we meet yet again through another Rohunu Guru Gedara educational program. I'm Salia Bodhinayaka and work as a teacher of English in Akurasa Education Zone. Students, today you are going to learn about writing notices. Although this lesson is aimed at grade 10, students have been learning notices since grade 7. Children, in this lesson, we learn how to write notices for official purposes. Step 1. All right, students. There is a question in step 1. Shall we read it? You are the secretary of the health society of your school. You have planned to organize an awareness program on COVID-19 pandemic in your school. Write a notice inviting the students of the secondary section. Use about 40 to 50 words. Include the following: A. Date, time, and place. B. Event. C. Purpose. D. Invite the students. Let's repeat the question, students. You are the secretary of the health society of your school. You have planned to organize an awareness program on COVID-19 pandemic in your school. Write a notice inviting the students of the secondary section. Use about 40 to 50 words. Include the following: A. Date, time, place. B. Event. C. Purpose. D. Invite the students. Let's move on to step 2. Now, in step 1, we have read the question. Now, let's try to answer the questions in step 2. Remember, there are no answers for some questions. They are given to you to remind you that you need to answer them when you write the notice. First question: what is your post? Designation. The answer should be the secretary. Second question: who has organized it? children, you can have two answers. It can be either the secretary of the health society, or you can just say health society. What has been organized? What is the event? The answer is an awareness program on COVID-19 pandemic. What is the date? As I told you earlier, this doesn't have an answer in the question. But remember to put the date when you write the notice. Then fifth question. What is the time? Time is also not given here. Remember to put time when you write the notice. What is the place? There is no particular place mentioned in the question. The place can be the main hall or the auditorium of your school. What is the purpose? This is an awareness program. This is an awareness program. So, the purpose is to educate the students. The purpose is to educate the students. Who are invited? The students of the secondary section. Students, you need the following verbs, verb phrases to write a notice. Let's see them. Has organized, will organize, hopes to conduct. Look at the second one. Is, will be held. Look at the third line of verbs. Is, hope, expect. Look at the fourth one. Invite, are invited. Remember, children, you need these verbs when you are writing notices. Okay, children, let's move on to step 3. There are different ways in writing notices. Some students use very simple methods, while others use advanced language. So, I have presented you 2 types to write this notice. Type 1. It's a bit easier, children. Look at step 3, type 1. Let's rearrange the sentences in correct order. Remember, children, these are the sentences that you need to write this notice. A. An awareness program on COVID-19 pandemic. The Health Society hopes to conduct. Okay, now you have to put the words and phrases in correct order. Children, did you get the correct sentence? The correct sentence is, the Health Society hopes to conduct an awareness program on COVID-19 pandemic. B. At 9 a.m. is on 1st July 2021. The correct sentence is, it is on 1st July 2021 at 9 a.m. C. In the IT main hall is. The correct sentence is, it is in the main hall. D. To educate the students, hope we. The correct sentence is, we hope to educate the students. Okay, last sentence, children. E. Invite all the students we of the secondary section. Did you get the correct sentence, children? Yes, the correct sentence is, we invite all the students of the secondary section. Now write the notice as a paragraph. Children, it is important that you present it in the correct way. Don't forget to keep capital letters and full stops where necessary. You must place the date on the left under the notice and the name of the person who is writing the note. For example, the secretary, the health society. Okay. I'm going to write the paragraph. The Health Society hopes to conduct an awareness program on COVID-19 pandemic. It is on 1st July at 9 a.m. It is in the main hall. We hope to educate the students. We invite all the students of the secondary section. As I told you earlier, you must place the date on the left under the notice and the name of the person who is writing the notice. For example, the secretary, the health society. Students, Now, look at type 2. These are a bit advanced sentences. Let's see whether you got them correct. A. An awareness program on COVID-19 pandemic. The Health Society has organized. The correct sentence is, the Health Society has organized an awareness program on COVID-19 pandemic. B. From 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. The program on 1st July 2021 will be held. Did you write the correct sentence, children? Well, the correct sentence is, the program will be held on 1st July 2021 from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. I will repeat, children. The program will be held on 1st July 2021 from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. C. Will be held in the main hall. It. The correct sentence is, it will be held in the main hall. D. To educate the purpose, students of the secondary section is about the pandemic. The correct sentence is, the purpose is to educate the students of the secondary section about the pandemic. The purpose is to educate the students of the secondary section about the pandemic. E. Are invited to participate all the students of the secondary section in the program. The correct sentence is, all the students of the secondary section are invited to participate in the program. All the students of the secondary section are invited to participate in the program. Now write the notice type 2 as a paragraph. I am going to read it, children. The Health Society has organized an awareness program on COVID-19 pandemic. The program will be held on 1st July 2021 from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. It will be held in the main hall. The purpose is to educate students of the secondary section about the pandemic. All the students of the secondary section are invited to participate in the program. Okay, children. Now we have come to the end of our lesson. See, there is a question given for you. So, you have to read the question properly and follow the things that we have done in this lesson to write a successful note. With this, we come to the end of our program. Good day to you all children.